We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander.
We're live from the Altria Theater this morning, a special edition of Read on the Road, of course, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond, where Hamilton, the hit Broadway musical, has rolled into town. It'll be here for a full 3 weeks, which is kind of odd. Richmond normally doesn't have these big sit-down shows for this long a period of time. Cindy Creasy is managing the publicity for the show, and our old friend who handles all the shows who comes through town. You got to be excited. I mean, this is a big opportunity for Richmond, for you, for the show.
Absolutely, yes, we're very excited, and we actually knew that Hamilton was going to do great, but we just didn't know how great it was going to do here in Richmond, and we're thrilled with the response so far.
3 weeks. What do the numbers look like?
Well, the numbers look great for us. We've exceeded expectations in many ways, but there's one big major thing I want to get across this morning.
What's that?
And that is that there are tickets still available.
Really? Well,
yes.
Tell me about that, because I've had some friends who've gone on and are just scouring the website. This is you got to brag to your friends that you got tickets
right.
to see Hamilton.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And they can't find any. So give me the scoop. What's
up? So here's the scoop. You need to check daily. That's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. Go to BroadwayInRichmond.com and just go to the buy tickets thing and check daily. And that's mainly because tickets are released daily. So the show itself may have some on hold that they end up not needing, and so they can release them. The venue may have some on hold, and they don't need them, and they release them. So we tell people to check daily because they are available.
Now, even in New York, where the tickets are selling for $500 and $600 a piece, what, 3 or 4 years after the show started on Broadway, which is pretty significant that it's got that vehemence with fans up there. They have a lottery every day. Are we doing the lottery
here?
We do.
We have the lottery here as well. And I find the most convenient way is to download the Hamilton app on your phone. But you can go to the HamiltonMusical.com, HamiltonMusical.com, and then you'll find a button about lottery on there as well.
And it's a lottery specifically for Richmond.
Specifically for Richmond.
You got to sign up every day.
You sign up every day, and it's for the next day's performance, and then you're alerted by email, and then you actually purchase the tickets. You can purchase up to 2 tickets for $10 each. So a Hamilton for a Hamilton ticket. And
I had missed that connection.
Yeah, so it's ham for ham. Yeah, exactly. And and every day, like we said, there's some released. We also have some limited view seats that we have as well. Mm-hmm. And then there are some single tickets still. But it is a packed house. You're right. I mean, it is not the easiest thing in the world to score these tickets. But if you are persistent and you just check daily and come to the Altria Theater box office, too, that, you know, you'll find you might be lucky in that regard,
that
too.
That something will open up at the last minute. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that there's still that opportunity. Why do you think this show, you've seen a lot of shows come through Richmond. Why do you think this show, not just in Richmond, but around the country, has been so popular? It's got a different sound, but it's an old story. I mean, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and let's be honest, we do stories every day on the on the radio about how they are losing favor with a lot of people who, I don't want to get into the politics of it, but have problems with them and the era in which they live. So why is this so popular? And popular with minorities who want to come see this show.
And young people, you know, young people as well. The great thing about the show, I think, it introduces theater to a lot of people who may not have ordinarily been interested. But I think the characters are so interesting, and so we see the human side of them. I mean, in this wonderful Broadway musical, no one is perfect. And we actually get to see that Hamilton had his flaws. Jefferson had, people had questions about his, his thoughts about the Constitution and whether or not, you know, all men truly are, you know, equal. So I think we get to see the people that they are, and we get to see their flaws, and that they're human, and that they've made mistakes, but yet they're still going to changed this world by what they all founded here in this wonderful experiment that we have. And so we're getting a little bit of that depth that you might not ordinarily see or read on the pages of a history book. Yeah.
And there is a different sound to the music. There's hip-hop included here, but there's still some beautiful melodies.
Absolutely. Beautiful ballads, some really fun show tunes, like when King George, you know it just is, it's fun. So every kind of music you'll find here, hip-hop, a little R&B, certainly beautiful ballads, as we said, show tunes, and a little jazz feel here and there, too. So no matter what kind of music you like, you'll find something in this soundtrack is just phenomenal.
For you, this isn't the only show you're managing that's coming through Richmond. And there was a period of time where nothing was coming here, or they'd come for 3 days and pack up and move and go to a bigger city.
Right.
And I'm thrilled to see that it looks like people have kind of doubled down on Richmond as a city that you will come and stay for a full week, in this case, 3 weeks.
Right.
How has that changed?
Well,
why has that happened?
We all know that arts and culture are just key elements to the vibrancy of a city, right? And so Richmond is really becoming more and more one of those cities that just has great museums, great restaurants, great food, beer, you know, we all, just everything going. And now we can finally say we've arrived in the regards of theater. You're right, we used to do half-week shows. Mm-hmm. This is our first season of full-week shows. So at least one full week from Tuesday to Sunday, in one of our performances. And so, and then with Hamilton, we have 3 weeks. When Wicked comes in June, we'll have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And the other performances, we have Cats coming in February. We have Fiddler after that, and then A Band's Visit. They're all full weeks, too. So that says to the Broadway community and to those booking agents and those who are putting together the tours and the production, schedules.
It's about money.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's about entertainment and it's about
and money.
So I like to say they're both very equal.
Fair enough.
But in that regard, Richmond has arrived and we are so thrilled about it because it's been such a big team effort with Jam Theatricals out of Chicago, with ASM Richmond and Dolly Vogt really working with the different presenting companies as well as the production companies to bring quality shows here.
Yeah.
And so, in a sense, all of us have created this Broadway in Richmond, and it's been an unbelievable team here.
I always ask that business question because especially this half hour, we have a lot of business people who are listening to us, so they're interested.
It is a business. We all know that, but at the same time, we certainly want to have fun with that business.
Cindy
too.
Creasy, who manages Broadway in Richmond here, with Hamilton running through December 8th at the Altria Theater. Really appreciate it. Thanks for opening up the doors for us
early this morning. We're thrilled you're here. We appreciate that you're here, and I'm going to bring back some of the cast members in the 9 o'clock
guest. Lead?
I am bringing Hamilton. I am bringing you George Washington, and I am bringing you James Madison.
Wow,
I did not mess around.
I'll put that on the resume that we interview these guys.
Absolutely,
Cindy. Thanks very much.
Sure,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, it's 6:43 on this Friday morning. We'll come back. We'll check traffic and weather in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
No one else was in the room where it happened.
It's a special edition of Read on the Road from the Altria Theater in Richmond, where the hit Broadway musical Hamilton is passing through town. But it's sitting here for 3 solid weeks, almost a complete sellout, every single performance. And, who would have thought that a musical, a Broadway musical about, like the Democrats like to say, an old white guy, Alexander Hamilton, would be so successful. Well, Samantha Seeley is an assistant professor of history at University of Richmond. And Samantha, I'm glad to have you here. I guess I say old white guy because he's lumped in with George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, and we're in the middle of some national discussion about where they should be revered or not in our national conversation. But Alexander Hamilton doesn't necessarily fall into that old white guy status with when you look at where he came from, right?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Sure.
Hamilton is an unusual choice, I think, for our kind of modern day hero for so many reasons, not least of which because he was pretty controversial in his own time. So he's certainly, this resurgence of Hamilton interest was surprising to me. The show kind of plays down just how controversial his ideas were, his sort of political ideas, but his financial plan was radically centralizing. He loved Great Britain as a kind of model for the United States. He was very skeptical about democracy as an idea. So at one point, he wrote that our real disease is democracy. So it was surprising to me when Hamilton kind of came on the scene with this burst of energy and people are so interested in him.
Why do you think that up until now he's, I mean, if you're a founding father, I wouldn't say you're a second tier person in the history of the country, but he
no,
certainly has
not.
Been second tier.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because his life was so filled with controversy. So not just politically, but also personally. Obviously, he was a participant in one of the nation's first sex scandals. He, you know, died in this kind of fatal duel. And so he was, his life is sort of a car accident waiting to happen. And it's fascinating. It makes for great drama, but less easy to sort of revere him without thinking about all the controversies that he fomented in his times.
Yeah, suddenly if you go to the bookstore, there's, I mean, literally six books, whereas there might have been one book on Hamilton prior to this musical hitting. Now you can read all about him going forward. If you had to put a percentage on it, you know, how accurate is Hamilton the musical compared to the real man?
Well, I mean, I think there are a couple ways to think about this. In terms of, like, the liberties that Lin-Manuel Miranda took to dramatize his life, it's actually pretty amazing how much history is packed into this show. I've never seen anything quite like it, to be quite honest. He's quoting verbatim from Hamilton's letters. He's quoting from documents, important documents from the time, like Washington's farewell address. And he's doing it at length. So in terms of the kind of liberties that he's taken, they're rather small, actually. We could think about, you know, a moment like when in the show Jefferson, Madison, and Burr confront Hamilton about possible illicit financial speculation. In reality, that was James Monroe, Frederick Muhlenberg, and Abraham Venable, who are congressmen. And so there are kind of small moments like that where, you know, obviously Miranda doesn't want to introduce new characters to the show. But actually, it's pretty amazing how accurate it really is about Hamilton's larger contributions. I think that the things that historians would push back upon are some of the kind of larger interpretations about the impact of Hamilton's life that come out of the Ron Chernow book on which the musical is based. So things like the idea that Hamilton was an abolitionist, historians have sort of pushed back on that idea, or the idea that, you know, there really was a lot of controversy around Hamilton's ideas for a more centralized national government. And we don't necessarily get a sense of what the other opposition side was.
As a professor of history, has this made your students more interested in engaging with you? I'm assuming if they elect to take a class that you're teaching, that they have some interest in this. But
you know,
from a conservative perspective, but from a conservative perspective, I've been very critical over the last decade that we as a society have, because there's some uncomfortable things about our past, we're ignoring all of it—the good, the bad, the whole thing. It's like we just don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think my students, especially my history students, that they're really excited to engage about the past. So I've never necessarily had a problem getting them excited to have debates about the past and its controversies. I think what's been surprising to me is how many conversations I've had with members of the public, so beyond the classroom, about Hamilton, from my hairdresser to my cousin, who kind of plays the musical nonstop whenever I see her.
Right.
Always
okay.
Playing. And so the fact that all of a sudden people who I'm not teaching professionally want to actually talk to me about the Revolutionary Era, that's really exciting to me.
That is a very interesting positive that comes from something that's, you know, work of art that's making a lot of money for producers. It, it has an influence on the general population that they would kind of take another look at some of these key characters in our history and pay attention to that. It's sure there were a few moments in the show on Wednesday night when I was there where they talked about a quid pro quo, and there were a couple of other lines that came up, and you could hear the audience react, not because it was supposed to get a reaction from the script, but because it's relevant to what's happening now. Samantha Seeley, Assistant Professor of History at University of Richmond, I really appreciate you chatting with us this morning.
You.
Thanks. We'll come back and we'll check on the roads around Richmond and our weather for this afternoon and into the weekend. next, News Radio WRVA.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away
it's
my
It's a special edition
shot.
Of Read on the Road, live from the Altria Theater on this Friday, where the hit Broadway musical Hamilton has arrived. They're going to be here for three solid weeks to December 8th. And I got to tell you, I'm not sure. I came to the show on Wednesday. I'm not sure I've ever seen this theater so packed with people, certainly not for a Broadway touring show. This is a phenomenon that has really taken off around the country. And we've got a real treat today. Three of the stars of the show. Edred Utomi, who plays Hamilton, Paul Oakley Stovall, who plays George Washington, and Tyler Bellow, who plays the role of James Madison, all with us right here at the theater. I'm sorry to make you guys get up after being here late last night.
It's all good.
How are you feeling? Are you
feeling great? Richmond has been wonderful. So
has
we all
it?
Feel very energized to be here.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. When I saw this show when it first came out, as a Virginian, knowing that it's my homeboys, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, I was like, please don't mess with these guys. We really care about them. And when I saw the show, I thought, it's very respectful. Hey. It's an amazing story. What kind of reception do you get?
On the flip side of that, we have been touring for quite a while now.
Right.
And we are very fortunate to be the first national tour. So we've been on the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah.
So we've been to Boston, where they have a very strong affection for John Adams. And they might love the show, but say, how could you say that about him? Uh-huh. You know, how could Hamilton say that about him? We've been to Providence, Rhode Island, where there's a lot of history there. Coming here, I think maybe it just was lost on us because we had done D.C. and we forgot. So opening night, any time the word Virginia was said, the entire house, you know, these are their people.
And you're hearing Paul, who plays George Washington. On Wednesday night, you arrived on stage. We know Alexander Hamilton's going to practically get a standing ovation when he comes out, but they cheered for you as you arrived
And
on
Thomas
stage.
Jefferson. Yeah. Yeah. Madison, you know, they're from around here, and there's an ownership.
Yeah,
in Virginia.
Yeah,
about these men
great.
And
yeah, it was great to hear the response after playing for 3 months in Philadelphia and then coming here, seeing the difference in the way they reacted to different parts of the show, because there is an ownership, as Paul talked about yesterday when we were talking about Broadway Cares, Equity Fights, AIDS. There is a certain ownership that Virginia takes of, especially the second act, when they see their people come and they know what's going on. So,
and coming from Philly, where we thought this is the ultimate city to do this in.
Absolutely.
You know, the truth that we had with the audience, that a lot of that we say is
where
New
the
York
debate
really
over the
happened.
Constitution.
Right. Yeah. So we thought Philadelphia, you know, they gave us private tours of Independence Hall and all these things. We thought it can't get any richer than this.
Yeah.
But these Southerners.
But it's richer in Richmond.
Okay. Richer in Richmond.
You're the marketing guy. Will you go to the state capitol and see the statue of Washington in the state capitol? Do you do that type of stuff outside of the performances?
We do. Sometimes we do it on our own. If we're at a city long enough and they can arrange it, we'll do it together. But we definitely. Yeah.
All right, Edred, it falls to you to give us the synopsis of the show since you're the lead character.
Oh, Lord. Okay, the synopsis of the show. Essentially, it's a rags-to-riches story of Hamilton. He was born in the Caribbean, and
That's weird, isn't it? A lot of people don't know that he wasn't native-born. So there's the immigrant narrative that goes throughout the show, which is politically potent right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is very potent right now. And it's a story I connect with as a child of Nigerian immigrants. It's a story I definitely connect with. He was an immigrant. He came here, and it pretty much the show goes through his life, you know, life and death. I won't spoil the end for people who don't know who don't know the history. It's not a huge spoiler, but it really shows kind of the ups and downs of his life, just like any other person's life. And it's told through hip-hop and musical theater and jazz elements, and pretty much every form of music is in here. There's a little bit of something for everybody, for sure.
This is radio, so everybody can't see you.
Mm-hmm.
It is odd to a lot of people that people of color, African Americans, would play these characters. And right now in the United States, we're going through a big argument about where we should place the founding fathers, on a pedestal or be critical of them.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I think we've always placed them on a pedestal, you know, or at least when I was growing up in school, that's how they were viewed. And I think this show does a good job of highlighting both their good and the bad. It doesn't say this isn't a slander piece. This isn't, you know, we're not here to bash them, but we're also not here to idolize them. We're here to humanize them so that people can connect to them in a way that isn't just the, we put them on a pedestal, we don't know their wrongs, we don't know anything about them, we just know the good things, you know? So I think it really humanizes them in a way.
And also, who better, you know, the story of America, while many will say, well, it was born out of enslaved people and genocide of Native Indigenous people and this and that, but who better to tell the story than those who are the descendants of those that survived all of that? Mm-hmm. So in a way, it is perfectly natural for us to be telling our version of the story, because history is usually told by the winners, quote.
Sure.
So not that we're losers.
No,
but
I'd say
we're survivors.
Sure, you're the winners now.
The survivors can tell their version of what it is like to dream big and go after what you want.
And also very much, I think, the idea that that has been said about it. It's the story of America then told with the people of America now.
Right.
You know, so I think that it's not just African-Americans that you see on stage. It's, you know, it's not that type. It's not only that type of show.
Yeah.
It's a show that is inclusive. You'll see all different shapes and sizes and colors and creeds on stage. And I think that's really indicative of what America is now, you know? So I think it's a very rounded out telling of the story.
Some of our audience might be surprised to hear hip hop, but I also stress there's some beautiful melodies and some ballads that will, you know, you'll walk out of the theater humming something too if you're more traditional with me. All right, so I got to ask the actors an actor question.
Okay.
There's a cast album, which is sold with millions of copies, and then you go out and you're trying to put maybe your sound, your spin on it. I mean, you got the score, which you're stuck with, which is great, but do you feel pressure when you go out on the stage? Like, how do I do this? Or people critical of you?
I'll go first because I have a short answer. Absolutely not.
No?
I haven't listened to it since I started rehearsing.
Really?
Because I feel like it would trap me.
On occasion, I just joined the company a month ago, so I still feel a little pressure when I do go on sometimes, but not necessarily because of the cast album, but yeah, that's my answer in short.
In short. I think there's a lot of pressure just because people know Lynn's voice so well, also because Lynn created it. Mm-hmm. So I think there's like an added pressure.
You can't be critical.
Exactly.
Like, oh, I'm better than that guy.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, but I think also it's like, as actors, we're not here to imitate. I'm not here to try to put on a Lynn voice. I'm not Edred playing Lynn playing Hamilton. I'm Edred playing Hamilton. So it's very much my take on it. It's very much my voice on it. People say sometimes, like, wow, you sound like Lynn. I'm like, cool. Sometimes people are like, you sound nothing like Lynn. I'm like, awesome. It's whatever you want to get from it. It's kind
because without imitation, there is a foundation that you work off of.
Yeah.
People will compare you. Right. And the best answer is, I work from the foundation of the original.
Yeah. I'm doing my version.
We're singing the notes, you know.
But
I'm
they are absolutely the core from which we work and we honor that work.
Well, I've seen three different casts. You all knock it out of the park.
Thank
it was
you
great on
much.
Wednesday night. I hope if you have not purchased your tickets to Hamilton, really, I rarely say you should go see a show, but you should come see this show. And there's still some tickets available. The lottery on the app, so check that out. It's Hamilton the Musical playing through December 8th. Edred Utomi, who plays Hamilton, Paul Oakley Stovall, who plays George Washington, and Tyler Bello, who plays James Madison. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We're so excited to meet you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.